this medrash, it's brought in the Sefer of said from Oysa Midrashim. It has a Haskama from Rebbe Yashiv. Where exactly it's from is not so clear, but it says Oysa HaMidrashim. But it's an interesting thought. Actually, it starts a little bit later. Over here, he starts at. Israel is happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'mei Shenemar, Sois Osis B'Hashem, Togel Nafshi B'Elokoi, I rejoice in Hashem, I'm happy, or I have this Simcha, in my nefesh has this Simcha with B'Elokoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gam Kem Sameach Bo, Shenemar, V'galti b'Yerushalayim v'sosti ba'ami, I'm also rejoicing with my people. Okay, so then, but then he goes on. He says, "V'chi me'achar sheYisrael chavivim kol kach lomo mosrom biyad oyev." If Klal Yisrael is so choviv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and it seems that chavivos is eternal. The Nevi'im we're talking later. Here he's talking even before they went to Mitzrayim. Why did he put us in this biyad oyev? Talking about Mitzrayim. Omer Rabbi Chanina. Everything Hashem does is mido keneged mido. B'tchila koidem she yordu l'Mitzrayim, before they went down to Mitzrayim, hoyu b'nei ho'imohis mevazin b'bnei hashvochis. The b'nei imohis of Rochel and Leah, mevazin b'nei hashvochis of Bilo and Zilpo. They didn't treat them as brothers. They were mezalzel in them to some extent. They weren't treating them as full brothers. This was very difficult in the eyes of Hashem. I guess that means that all of you are beautiful. I guess all of you, both the bnei Ashvochis and the bnei Oimohis. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can I do to change this? They are mezalzel the bnei hashvochos. I have to do something to change it. Or you rename the Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring them down to Mitzrayim. V'yihu kulam avodim, and they're all going to be avodim in Mitzrayim. U'v'shor she'egolim etin lehem mitzvahs Pesach. And at the time when I'm redeeming them from Mitzrayim, 210 years later, I'm going to give them the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. She says, "Kavod, it should be oisin Korban Pesach." Heim, uvnehem, them and their children, their grandchildren. The yoimru kulam avodim hoyino leparoi, and they're all going to recite together. Avodim hoyino, we were slaves to paroi. Nimtzu kulam shovim. So now they're all equal. Avodim hoyino, we were all in this abdus together. Bnei the descendants of the bnei the shvochis, the descendants of the bnei the imois. The kol kach lomo. Why is this so choshev? Lohidia gad gedulosoi v'shvochay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chol boi oylam, to know, understand, to be mefarusim the greatness of Hashem l'chol boi oylam, the yedu lasois sholem bein b'riyosov, that to know the ikah, this lesson of sholem bein b'riyosov, that the b'riyos have to live b'sholem, l'kach nikro shmei sholem, therefore Hashem's name is called sholem, because that's so choshev, v'yikolo Hashem sholem. Few things that are very, I think, very interesting over here. It seems that the Medrash is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the actions of the Shvatim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. They chaviv to his chaviv to Klal Yisrael to the extent that the kasha is, why did he even put them in Mitzrayim? If you love them so much, how could you make them suffer? This is the issue, and he rejoiced in Klal Yisrael. I don't know if that's part of this medrash or just from a previous medrash. And you love them so much, they're so choviv, why are you putting in a Mitzrayim? So Reb Chanina answered, because of Mido Keneged Mido, that they acted with the Shvochis, with the Bnei HaShvochis, in a way that was not Be'achvus. So we had to now create a matzav where there's going to be this achvus. I'm going to put them in Mitzrayim. They're going to be meshubed there for a long time. Then I'm going to take them out. Then they're going to do a Korban Pesach. And they're going to all sit together, bonim, ubnei, bonim, the whole families, everyone's all together. And everyone's going to say, avodim v'yinu, and now they're all going to be shovim. So first of all, what is mido keneged mido? It seems over here very clearly that mido keneged mido is not like you acted inappropriately in a certain way, so I'm going to act with you inappropriately in that way. It seems the mido keneged mido is there was a mido that was misappropriated, acted in an inappropriate way. Now we have to correct it. The mido keneged mido of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is correction. What's the correction? Shibud Mitzrayim. What's happening? I put you in Mitzrayim. I make you suffer. Then at the end of 210 years, I'm going to make a geula and give you a Korban Pesach. And at the Korban Pesach, you're going to sit down together, everyone all together, and they're going to say, Avodim Ayinu, and Nimtzu'u Kulam Shovim. Now everybody's equal. B'nei Shochois, B'nei Imois, and that's the Mida Keneged Mida. So sometimes we look at things in life and we say, oh, you fault. Look what we went through. Look what we're going through. What could we ever have done to deserve this? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly loves us, then why does it make us go through that? And the reality is, it's a tikkun. But look at the tikkun. It's a tikkun. So that in itself is a concept that it's not a punishment. Maybe it's a punishment also, I don't know. But ultimately he says, why did he? Reb Chanina answers because of mido keneged mido, and he explains that the mido keneged mido is that they weren't bisholim with them, and we had to create a situation that they would be bisholim. Now, it was a very extended situation. I guess that all of that was needed to be able to appreciate the avodim ayinu that we served together. You know, I don't know if you people remember, but I used to meet people that they were together in the concentration camp. And there was something about it. There was an achvus. Mizanigiven zusammen in Lager. I remember that sprach that they used to say. We were together in the camps. There's something that, you know, we weren't brothers. We weren't even landslide. We didn't even come from the same town. But we worked together. There's something about that. There was a togetherness, which I guess was epitomized in the saying, Avodim hoyinu leparob Mitzrayim, everybody equal. And that was the Mida Keneged Mida. But look at that. Because there was a breach in Shalom, in a generation past, now the Mitzrayim was already later. It wasn't the Shibud Mitzrayim was on the descendants, the children, the grandchildren, this all had to be to be Mesakin. What the Achim didn't treat the Shvochos with Achva. The Teretz says that implanted a breach in Sholem, some kind of a pirud between their descendants and their descendants. And the only way to the Mida Keneged Mida to be Mesakin that is that when we've suffered in Mitzrayim for so many years, and now we're finally going out, and we're having the Korban Pesach, and we're making the Seder, and we're all together, and then, now we're ready, Kulam Shovim, and that, of course, is Lohidia, that what's the most important thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shalom. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for a mashahu of Shalom. I don't even know if you're allowed to say it, but there's a breach of Shalom, which was passed down genetically in the future generations. And that breach had to be corrected. There had to be a Shibud Mitzrayim to bring them to the point where they truly, when they say Avodim Ayinu, that they're going to really feel that we're Kulam Shovim. And that was the Tikkun. That's how critical is Shalom. A Dakis Chisoron in Shalom can be the Sibo, Reb Chanina says, according to this Medrash, can be the Sibo of a whole Shibud Mitzrayim, all to bring about a tikkun of that dakis of Shalom. So I think that two things. Number one, that when we look at the challenges of life, we look at the pain and the suffering and the shibudim and all the difficulties, we sometimes have to think that mida keneged mida is not the pshat that this is the punishment. It's the pshat that this is the tikkun. It's a different reframing of when if we reframe the challenges in terms of tikkun, it makes it a lot easier to appreciate, makes it a lot easier to get the message of tikkun. And second of all, look what the slightest breach in Shalom, which is just an inherited, genetically inherited pgam that goes on to future generations of the descendants of the Shvotim and the Bnei HaShvochos. And that is for that we have to do so much just to be able to remove that slight genetic imperfection that has been passed on, and to remove that, you have to go through so much. And you see, by studies, how choshev shalom is, and that I just think that, you know, we can't help. There's no shalom in the world today. I mean, we see that what's going on in Eretz Yisrael is not shayach, and it's not only the Hamas versus the Jews, but it's Melchemes Achim, you know, now with the draft and with all these things that are going on. It's not shayach, the pirud in the world, bichlal, the politics in the world, everything is machlikis. I remember, go back a little bit more than most, when even politics was so much more respectful. There were certain things you could never say. Today you could say anything. The way people talk about people is just not shayach. And the concept of shalom is mamish hasholem neaderes and chisobe shel hakodesh baruch hu emes. But the this idea of is loidia shvochei shel hakodesh baruch hu is that this idea of shalom, the shmoi shel hakodesh baruch hu. That's what I meant to say. The name of hakodesh baruch hu is shalom. We can't help but to be affected. You know, the way it goes on in the outside world, that's the way it affects us. I think that we need certainly an extreme overhaul in terms of the sensitivity to shalom, that the slightest breach is considered a breach of shalom worthy of suffering so much, all to bring about a tikkun. And then bechal to realize that a lot of the suffering that we have in life is really just a tikkun, and as soon as we take the tikkun message and we correct the siba, then hopefully we can avoid all kinds of difficulties. I just